Right. Thank you guys. If you're looking for money advice, I'm not the person for you. If you're looking for business advice, I am not the person for you. Before I get started, two quick things. Antonio texted me and said he's not going to be able to make it back in time. I'm not going to talk till 5 o'clock. That's not my ministry. So as soon as I'm done, we can get out of here. But I want to thank you all. Thank you all. I want to thank Brian, Michelle, Deanna, Grace, Shannon, who couldn't be here because she chose to be with her son today. Antonio and I talked about this conference in July. And I said, I don't think so. I don't want to speak. You can speak. And he was like, no, I'm going to get everybody to speak. And I was like, I don't think they're going to do that. But I want to thank y'all because y'all gave birth to what we had. And it wouldn't be possible if you guys, for whatever reason, followed Antonio and I to this part, to this journey, and I thank you all from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you. He's watching. I want to thank Antonio because he is the reason why we're here today. Antonio works 16 plus hours a day. He drives me crazy. My phone goes off every hour on the hour. I love him, but sometimes I want to power off my phone and just be like, you worked 16 hours. I didn't commit to 16 hours. But I want to thank him for his drive, his vision, his mission, for believing in people who always give everything. But I thank him for being the leader that he is. And I'm going to thank y'all again, but for right now, thank you all, because this wouldn't be possible if no one showed up. So thank all of you for showing up, spending your entire Saturday here with us. Okay, so thank you guys for that. I won't be long. I am not a long speaker. That's just not my thing. So I can't talk to you about business, I can't talk to you about finances, but I can talk to you about accepting the calling on your life.
All right.
I'm afraid that most of us are wandering through life, hearing the call, but not answering it. And what if you are the reason, you are the voice that someone needs, and you're too selfish to pick up that calling? I told them I wouldn't do too much, but apparently I'm already doing too much. One of my mentors is Lisa Nichols. He brought her up earlier. And she says that most people are more committed to a familiar discomfort than they are to an unfamiliar new possibility. And maybe that new possibility is the calling on your life. Why are you here? And it's easy to get stuck where you are. It's easy to sit on the couch. It's easy to watch Shonda Thursdays. But it's more to your life than just how to get away with murder. Although I wish I could get paid for that, because that happens to be my favorite show. But in order to accept the calling on your life, you got to do three things. The first thing is believe in yourself. Antonio talked about laws earlier. There's a law called the law of belief, which simply says what you believe becomes your reality. And I'm going to ask you, what are you believing? Are you believing that you're worthy? Are you believing that there's greatness in you? Or do you believe that you're nothing? And if you believe it, it shows up in your life. If you believe that you're nothing, nothing comes to you, right? Are you believing your thoughts, or are you believing the thoughts of someone else? Most of us, no disrespect, most of us are carrying the weight of someone else's beliefs. Mm-hmm. Our mama said we can't do that, mm-hmm. and we have a passion for whatever that is. But because she said no, and she loves us, we said, well, she loves us, she's looking out for me, so I'm not going to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what my mama said to do. Mm-hmm. And we walk around miserable because we're living mama's life. And mama was too afraid to live her life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't start that business because I tried it and it didn't work out for me. So you stop. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to school right now or go to this school and you want to go somewhere else. But because somebody loved you, you lowered yourself to another environment that wasn't worthy of you. And you don't get out what you are supposed to get out because you're in your flesh but putting on someone else's clothes. And God, I serve God and I don't hide that. But maybe God is trying to bless your life and he's looking down and he sees your flesh, but you got on. So maybe you can't handle the blessing that he has for you. Because you decided to be somebody else. I can't handle Antonio's story. I didn't grow up homeless, so I can't put on his clothes. But what I can do is learn from him. What I can do is grow from his story and believe that if he got out of a trash can, there's nothing I can't do. What are you believing?
Yeah.
Are you believing that you're destined for greatness? Or are you believing that I have to go through the motions? You know, the cemetery is full of people who went through the motions.
Yes.
Today is Saturday, and people are being buried with their dreams, their books, their voice locked inside of a casket. What if you to accept your call? And your voice was the one voice they needed to hear to move forward. But because you're selfish and you believe that you're worthless, they never heard you. And they died with their dreams. Because you decided, I'm nothing. And they were waiting on you. What are you believing about yourself? Are you believing that?
Come on, coach.
Are you believing that because you're a woman, God can't use you in your church? Are you teaching Sunday school and you're supposed to be ministering to women? Are you stuck with the kids and you're supposed to be out in the streets, but because you're a woman, go cook a meal? What are you believing? And it's okay to let some beliefs go. You know, as you learn and as you grow in your awareness, you learn some stuff that I used to do isn't serving me. Some thoughts that I had aren't helping me get to my greatness. Let it go. Let go of the thoughts, the beliefs that someone else put on you, whether good or bad. Because if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter anyway. And if you believe the negativity, you're attracting negativity that someone else put on you. Don't do that to yourself. The next thing is, know your worth. You have value. The law of value says, whatever I believe, and I'm using notes, sorry, Antonio. The law of value says, when I truly value and believe something, my actions express my value. How are you living your life? That's your value. Are you working out every day?
Yeah.
And actually following a meal plan that coincides with your exercise? Or are you working out and then going to get a cheeseburger? Are you believing in God on Sunday and Monday you full of hell? You value yourself at a level of hell. Not the church you on Sunday. Because what you are is what you value. How do you treat others? Do you value your friends? Or do you only value them when they can do something for you? If that's you, you're not a friend. Move away from me. Because I don't have time for people in my life valuing me based on what I can do for them. You know what I'm saying? How do you treat yourself? Do you wake up in the morning and give thanks for a new day? Are you grateful for your life? Or have you put your life at a value of a negative 100? And the only time you think about giving thanks is when you're in church. That's not real gratitude. That's superficial. Do you add value to your life when you're at a funeral? Is that the only time you think about how precious your life is? You can be gone tomorrow, and I don't want to attend your funeral and say, well, she looked good on Sundays, but her life didn't equal to what she said on Sundays. What is your value? And then last but not least, Antonio talked about the law of attraction. What you believe in, your values attract the people, the places, the things in your life. What are you attracting? Are you attracting the $1 million that you say you want? Or does it look good to post about it but not be about it? Are you attracting or worthy of? Or are you fronting for us and attracting trash that you deserve because you thought you deserved that? What are you attracting in your life? Are you attracting the greatness in you? You know, Les Brown says there's greatness in you. But your beliefs and your values are too self unleash the greatness in you. So someone died today needing to hear your voice, needing to read your story, needing to receive a hug that only you can provide. But because it's comfortable to sit on the couch, because it's comfortable to pretend to be something that they never got it. How many more people are you going to let die without hearing your voice, without reading your story? How many more opportunities are you going to let pass by because you didn't think you were good enough, strong enough, powerful enough? I'm here to tell you, you're all that and more. If you feel low in yourself, if you feel like you're not worthy of going out and achieving your dreams, I'm here to let you know you are enough. You are strong enough. You are powerful enough. You are young enough. You're old enough. You have the knowledge within you. Tap into it. Yeah. You came to a conference called Born to Win, but do you believe it? Your mom went through birth pains to get you here. What are you going to do with your life? What you doing with your dash? What are you doing with your dash? And are you disrespecting the pain that your mother went through because you decided that I don't want to live the life worthy of me? Did your mother go through 47 hours of pain pushing you out? She did her job. She birthed her greatness. When are you going to birth yours? It's on the inside of you, and it's got to come out. But when are you going to be bold enough to say, I'm born to win, and here's my greatness? Told y'all wasn't going to be long. I'm done. But you want to turn that off? I'm not. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. But give yourself permission to live the best life that you can. And if you're waiting for someone else to say, okay, now's the time, you're never going to get it. Mm. Nobody's ever going to say, you know what? November 19th, that's your day. That's your year. They'll say it, but they don't believe it, because come the night before, they're going to get in your ear and say, you really can't do that, because I tried it. Look who's it, who, forgive me, look who's the president. He don't want you to win. Can I tell you, it don't matter what fool is in the White House, because the greatness in you can outshine that fool in the White House. The God that I serve is bigger than the man in the White House. Are you going to tap into the God inside of you? Are you going to let the man stop you from living your greatness? So you were born to win, and I believe in you. I believe that you were born to win. But when are you going to let us know? Thank you.
Has life ever knocked you down? Made your hand shake? Made you limp? Made you get back up only to knock you down again? Has life ever made you forget that you are royalty, that you are a queen, that you are a king? Get up. Don't stay down. Get up. Keep walking. 13 steps to dominance is for you. Limp. Fight. Breathe and break and breathe again. But this is your moment. This is your time. This is how you walk. There's 13 steps in here, and all of them are to straighten you up and send you to your supreme destiny. Have you ever been broken? If so, broken is a great beginning. Keep walking.